teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory be to God in the highest. All right. You know, we were on a course last week and then we stopped midway. I just thought we should just finish. And I remember we said that, is it being filled? Okay. Stay filled. All right. Somebody say stay filled. Hallelujah. So let's call that stay filled. And this stay filled part two. Glory be to God. We started from Ephesians chapter 5, remember? We started from 14, if I'm not mistaken. If you put it there for me, I appreciate it. Hallelujah. Yeah. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly. That's a responsibility. See then, you make sure that you walk carefully, circumspectly. Why? Not as fools, but wise. Why? Because you're a wise man. I will pause at a place and say, thank God, through the help of the Spirit, I'm a wise man. And if devil sent to me, I know I say, I'm wise. In Jesus' name, I'm wise. I'm a wise man. In the affairs of life, I'm a wise man. In dealing with people, I'm a wise man. In handling my home, I'm a wise man. In watching my health, I'm a wise man. The Bible says I'm a wise man. I'm not a fool. Hallelujah. I'm filled with the Spirit. I've come to be filled with the Spirit. I'm a wise man. You fight with your words. We keep saying it, but we keep forgetting it. So, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as a fool. I will never in my life be referred to as a fool. In the name of Jesus. He didn't make me a fool. I'm not about to be a fool. I will never be a fool. My children will never be a fool. No. Anybody around me, coming near you. An encounter for greatness. Spiritually. Emotionally. Physically. You are boasting. No, I'm not boasting. I'm saying what he has said about me. That's how you do it. That is Christianity. Christianity is not that I went to church, we read the Bible, we prayed, and they prayed for me, I went home. That's an introduction. That's to get you to do it for yourself. The work of the ministry is not for pastors, it's for you to do. You see yourself move forward. You see the shift. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, and that's big for me. They say opportunities to come up only once. That's once gone is forever. That's all right. It's a fact. But in Christ Jesus, who gave the first opportunity in the first place? Who is the creator? Fine, let's even assume that he follows their law. You missed it, you missed it. I see. He who brought that one is bringing a bigger one. He's the creator. So if he says you can redeem the time, you can redeem the time. For me, this is restoration. So what do you do? It's my restoration time. Oh, it is. What effect does it have on you? I'm full of expectations. Bigger than anything I've ever achieved before in my life, spiritually. Bigger than anything I've ever achieved in my life physically. It's my restoration time. That's what it says. I didn't write it. So why should I read it and just let it flow? No, lie. Is somebody following me? We are in church. We are preaching already. Oh, pastor is a teacher. Thank you. Pastor is a preacher. Thank you. No, he's an exhorter. Thank you. He just talks. Thank you. The dialogues, thank you. It doesn't matter what it is. Are you getting it? Is it shifting you? Are you getting blessed? Is God getting glorified? That's what matters. That's what matters. Every other thing is. Who cares? Redeeming the time. Tell anybody, say, my time is redeemable. I'm redeeming my time. Redeeming all in the name of Jesus. Says, yes, the time to favor has come. Is it not now? Somebody shout hallelujah. So where you have been, and I miss that. Stop it. Stop it. Meditating and worrying about the past is what we call, but it doesn't do no good. It puts you right in the past. Puts pressure on you. If you are not careful, it makes you suicidal. God forbid. Getting unnecessarily anxious about tomorrow is terrible too. That's stress. Some people are so scared they will never make it and kill themselves. God forbid. What about today? With all the beauties of today, you are busy thinking of the last one that's not working and the one that may not. What's wrong with you? Enjoy today. I will rejoice in him and be glad. I will exalt the Lord more than one. Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice because I'm blessed. Today, I'm blessed. 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 I am blessed. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed. What about that problem and that problem and that problem? But I'm blessed. Let the blessing I'm enjoying take care of all the problems. A blessed man has few problems. He's rejoicing in his blessing. You know what we discuss with that blessing? Your company. The ungodly. The scoffer. The one that has no regard for God. The one that will advise you your problem. It's dangerous. This is what you do. This is what you do. They shift you from the word to their word. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time. Why? The days are evil. The days are evil. The devil and his team are looking for every way to pull you to their side. And you know, by now you know, I mean, you've gone to believers' class several times or before. And you know what it means. The devil has no future. His only future is damnation and hell. So if he picks you today, he wants to pull you back. If he suggests to you, he wants to pull you back. Because he has no future. You have a glorious future. Ever expanding, ever exciting, into eternal glory. So you are not on the same side. Watch your company. Watch your company. Don't side up with those who always fight people. They're always angry. They're always attacking. Do you hear it's always the bad news? Do you know it's always the bad news? Except you're able to hang on with them to pull them away from there. He says, be careful. Don't walk up. Don't be too close with an angry man because you will learn his ways. So watch your company. Okay. The days are evil. The days are evil. I don't want to dwell on it. Want to dwell on it? Go and hear Jesus talk about where we are. And turn into epistles. You'll be shocked of what Paul wrote to. Read that Timothy or Titus. All right. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. This is key. What is the will of God? If I know his will and I'm doing it, I am guaranteed that I don't need to announce to you that I'm blessed. I'm telling myself, you will see it yourself. Have you ever read from the Bible that with God, there's nothing is impossible? Then why will you limit God because of a problem? You don't have a problem. You have a word. Remove the limit in Jesus' name. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunken with wine, wherein in which is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit. but be filled with the Spirit. And I, just an allegory, the wine thing is just to compare. Compare what? What we are talking about is such that do not let anything control your life. Because you were created with dominion. You were created to be in charge. To submit that to anything is... What do you think? That would be terrible. So that thing we control... No, God forbid. All we've been confessing is based on the fact that we are in charge. Because he created us in charge, and when we fell, he restored us. I'm in charge. I'm where he has put me to be. In my life, over my life, I'm in charge in him. And that's why every scripture, after being born again, is in him. Every promise is in him. Every blessing is in him. Every victory is in him. Hallelujah. And don't be drunken with wine. So the idea is God will not stand anything controlling your life. It's like your child, right before your eyes. They get bad companies and they're getting pulled into prostitution, being pulled in drugs. And that you feel so bad. You will do everything to, not my child. That's exactly what we're saying. So it's not because wine has power, we're afraid of wine. No. You drink if you want to drink. What's my problem? But make sure that it does not control your thinking. It does not take authority away from you. Wine does. Drug does. Every addiction does. Be filled is the first antidote for being controlled by any other thing. Be filled with what? The Holy Ghost. But be filled with the Spirit. I'll dwell on that for a while and I'll stop. Why will you scoop the mud and make us look like this? And there was nothing. What now gave us life? He put his breath. His breath is his Spirit. Whew! Hey, Mr. God. You are created to house him. I am created to house him. The more, the earlier I knew that, and the more I keep knowing that, the better for me. Yeah. And when we fell and we got restored, hear what the Bible says? It says the first Adam was a living soul. The second one, much more, a quickening spirit. You are not just a living one. You have the ability to impact others. You want to say, give me one phrase to summarize what God has done with humanity. He created a house for himself on earth. He can swing down from at any moment. No, but I'm going to live inside him. He will take charge. So I want to dwell on that. And of course, we started talking about last week until we got to, I was giving an example of the Acts in chapter 6, right? And we stopped there. Glory be to God. So let me take it from there. So I haven't talked about it this way last week. I said, let's just latch on to an example in the Bible, and then we'll finish up and go. So let me open to Acts chapter 6. Now, it says, now in those days. See, it wasn't a mistake that we're saying I'm blessed. Because we're blessed. As much as we're saying it from someone, we could have said it from Ephesians 1 verse 3. Now, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed Tyro. He has blessed Tyro, blessed Tyro, blessed Tyro, blessed Tyro. With some blessings, no? Every blessing. Every blessing. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. They're coming back. I'm blessed. Every blessing, including the person that doesn't like me, is coming back. Why wouldn't they like me? I'm blessed. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed me with every, not some, spiritual blessing, heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You see what I mean? Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Now, in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplying, there arose complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists, because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Let me ask you this question. Did they have a genuine point? No, please talk to me. Was there a cogent reason for them to complain? If you believe so, say amen. Yeah. What if they never spoke? Would it have solved the problem? And would it make them happy? Will make them more angry. If we are not careful, resentment will set in. The devil will take advantage of it. So the blessed man is a free man. He's a wise man. He knows how to connect. He knows how to complain. He knows how to solve problems. You are blessed. Who are you scared of? Because if you don't talk, you give the devil opportunity. He works in silence. His main principle is divide and rule. So rather than you to meet that one, say, see what's happening to me, see what they're doing to us. They are wicked, though. See what is happening to us. See what is happening to us. They are wicked, though. No. You are helping the devil to tear down the house. And unity is key to God. So they came forward. And they took it seriously. But it was a good problem, wasn't it? Problem of growth. I pray today that if you are going to have any problem, let it be a problem of increase. In the name of Jesus. Increase spiritually. I mean it. Increase physically. Stability emotionally. Increase in all the finished work of Christ. I mean appropriating them and being blessed and becoming a blessing to humanity in the name of Jesus. Was a problem of increase, as it were. And so what did they do? I'm not reading right now. I just want to continue. They said, look, we've heard. But you see, we have a challenge. And what was the challenge? We will not leave the ministry of the word and prayers to solve the problem. We won't allow for a distraction. The devil usually finds it difficult to break into a man of great conviction, a woman of great conviction. He finds it difficult. But he always finds a way through your needs and your problems. That's his expertise. It's easy to study him. He wouldn't have the guts to even try Jesus. But he knew he was hungry. He knew the man was there. So he went through the need. That's what he does. So, they said, we won't leave that. But we'll solve the problem. How? Look amongst yourselves. 7 men. And by the way, what did they do? They didn't call just some people. They called the entire everybody. We don't know how far it spread. We don't know who is so hungry. Let's talk. And by the time they gathered, they said, look amongst yourselves. We are so many, we're thousands. Give us 7 men. Just 7. But this is the criteria, or these are the qualifications. Number 1, good reports. Not a scatterer. Not a divider. Not a spoiler. The one that understands the heart of God. That knows the will of God. A man of integrity. Good reports. And I wonder, we're going to talk about a man filled of the Spirit, but the first thing he said, good reports. Then I realized that indeed a mindset, A negative mindset destroys good reports. Destroy blessings. Like we read, like we found, you know, some months back in Romans chapter 8, remember? Good reports. Good man. Not badly behaved. Good woman. Then number two, fool. Shall I read it? Shall I read it up? Full of what? Full of Holy Spirit and? Wow. You see why I say, I'm wise. Because the Bible says that we are wise, we are not foolish. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. In other words, if it's not full of the Holy Ghost, we're in trouble. We are in trouble if it's not full of the Holy Ghost. And you will observe. I would like you to do the research with me now. I wrote it down, but I don't have it. Every time Stephen was mentioned in this report, you will hear full of the Holy Spirit. Every time. Somebody pick a Bible and quickly read it up for us. And Stephen, start from verse 1. Then they chose him, Stephen, a man. Then go down, Stephen. Just Google Stephen in that chapter and read the verses out. Listen, church. I want you to hear this. Your life won't be the same again. In the name of Jesus.
6:5. And the same pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
Did you hear that? Next verse.
Then 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, and great wonders and signs among the people.
Next one.
10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake.
You'll get into 7. By 7, we'll be getting to 50 something when you begin to hear his name again. He preached, then you begin to hear something from around 51 or so. Go ahead.
7:55. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven.
Did you hear that? Next one. At least one or two more. If you look further, he gets into heaven. And by the time you were looking, his eyes, his face was dazzling. 15. Dazzled. Like an angel. Like, whoa. The last one, they were, wow. They were caught to the heart. Wow. They stopped their ears. Filled with the Spirit, say, Father, lay not. Do not lay the charge at them. Wow. See, I can see heaven open. Wow. Filled with the Spirit. Wow. I can see Jesus standing. Wow. They couldn't get him on. They ran. They started. They made sure they killed him. Now, what I'm trying to establish is this. You will not find anything about Stephen without reference to it being filled or through the Holy Spirit. Everything. Everything. And that's the way it should be with us. And that's the way it is with us. Lying down, sleeping right, filled with the Spirit. He was exhausted, filled with the Spirit, he lay down and had a good sleep. He went for an interview. Man, filled with the Spirit, walked in there confidently. Filled with the Spirit. Every bit of his life. In John 14:14, Jesus said something. He said, believe me for one thing. Believe me that I am in the Father. And the Father is in me. If you have a problem, look, believe me, I am in the Father. The Father is in me. Otherwise, believe me for this work you see. All these miracles you are seeing, it's because the Father is in me. I'm in him. Can you see how fundamental this thing is? How much of a big deal it is for God? Through this, he will make you everything he wants you to be in the physical. This is not limited to the New Testament. I give some scriptures. Turn to Exodus chapter 35. Slightly lengthy reading. Read for me. Exodus 35. Yeah. From 31. I'll tell you where to stop. Listen, church. Please be attentive. This will change your life. In the name of Jesus.
Verse 31. And he was filled with him. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God.
Can you back up a little bit so we know what we're talking about?
Verse 30. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Or, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God."
Hold on. We are talking Old Testament. Technically, Holy Spirit does not live inside, or rather would not live inside a man in the Old Testament. He will come on you, be with you, walk with you, stay with you, but will not live inside of you. But look, he's just told him some great things to do that was humanly impossible. Absolutely impossible. But look at the solution. Look at what he's saying to him. He said, go ahead.
He has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding.
What Moses said, I've filled him all. Yeah, go ahead.
In knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting jewels for setting, in carving wood, and to the work in all manner of artistic workmanships. And he has put in his heart the ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan. He has filled them with the skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine linen, and of the weaver, those who do every work and those who design artistic works. 36. And Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put the wisdom and understanding to know to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all the Lord has commanded.
God bless you, sir. Can you see that there's nothing God has ordained that you will achieve in life that is impossible? Absolutely nothing. Wow, I feel the fire. Somebody say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit!
Can't you see? By the time God finished describing to Moses what he will do, it was scary. But he calmed him down and said, look, I've chosen this man. I've filled him with my Spirit. Look at all the things that was being reeled out. Leaving no details out, said the wolf, with absolute perfection and precision. He said, I will walk through them and I will give them ability to teach others. Wait. Fountain can change Nigeria. We can change Africa. We don't have to be a million members. No. The Lord is able to save by many as he can, by few. You can imagine if all the God has created that you will achieve and accomplish in life, including influencing people into their own destinies, you are able to do all. And everyone can do. How? By the infilling of the Spirit. Tell your neighbor. Say, this idea of being filled with the Spirit is a big deal. Where you don't know about it, you'll be talking about what people are doing. How the devil has tortured you. You wake up, you are talking about it. You sleep, you are talking about it. Your best friend, you are talking about it. What's wrong with you? Why are you going back? When there's so much gold in your future, and platinum and diamond and all kind of, what's wrong with you? Can you see just a scripture from the Old Testament? I'll show you another one. Micah, chapter 3, verse 8. Watch this. That's Old Testament. Now, go listen to David. You will sit down. David lived the New Testament life in the Old Testament. Amazing. Another person, Isaiah. Wonderful people. You can't walk the Holy Spirit. You will walk in the future. Micah chapter 3, verse 8, sir.
But truly, I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord.
Listen, can you hear Prophet Micah? Say, truly, I am full of power. He knew the secret. There's a place of confession, saying it when you know it is. In fact, I just remember, I said I would get to say it. It says that he will grant you, according to his riches in glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the man. I said, I'll get to saying, and then the last bit, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I will get to saying, I am filled. Say it with me. Say it again. Say, first of all, I say amen.
Amen.
To Paul's prayer for me. In Ephesians chapter 3. So I am filled. I am filled. With all the fullness of God. I'm filled. I'm filled. I'm filled. I'm filled. I am filled. Filled. Not just filled to overflow. I am filled. I am filled. I'm not just confessing. I'm taking advantage of your agreement with me. I am filled. He says, if you agree with me on this matter, I will have it. I am filled. Filled to the brim. See. When I'm filled, there's no room for any other thing. No room for anger. No room for unforgiveness. No room for sickness. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. Go ahead. You have 1 minute. I am filled. 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 Ooh, I'm filled. 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 In my heart, I'm filled. In my mind, I'm filled. 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 In my physical body, I'm filled. In my spiritual body, I'm filled. I am filled. With all the fullness of God, I am filled. I am filled. I say amen to that prayer. I receive it. I am filled with all the fullness of God. I am filled. I am filled. I am filled. Marka Shata. My home is filled. My children are filled. My spouse is filled. I am filled with all the fullness of God. Fountain is filled with all the fullness of God. Nigeria filled with all the fullness of God. We are filled. We are filled. We are filled. In Jesus' name, we are filled. Oh, glory. Oh, that's how it's done. I trust God because he assured me. He will move us forward today and he has done it. Sir, finish the mic. Waloba.
But truly I'm full of the power of the Spirit of God and of justice and might to declare to Jacob his transgressions and to Israel his sin.
Amen. Now God is giving an assignment. And I'm wondering, you mean I will talk to these people? How would they react? Truly I am filled with the Spirit and with wisdom and with justice to declare. That's it. So when he enters, no intimidation, no fear, nothing. It's him and the Holy Ghost. You see, that's Old Testament. I remind you another one. Just one example for Jesus. Luke 1:15.
It says, but the angel of the Lord said to him, do not be afraid, Zachariah's.
Oh, it was Zachariah. Yeah.
For your prayer is heard. Uh-huh. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. Uh-huh. You shall call his name John.
Uh-huh.
And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice in his birth.
Uh-huh.
For he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
Thank you. Go ahead. Did he say we feel from the spirit, from the womb?
In the sight of, and drink neither wine nor
go ahead.
Nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
That's where I'm going. It was John. Even from the mother's womb. Even from the mother's womb. And if that was John, how much more Jesus? And of course, it happened. When Mary got to the house of Elizabeth, hello, sister. Oh! He said, how come the mother of my Lord? See, as soon as I heard your voice, baby, my womb leapt for joy. Why? It flows. Even filled from the womb. So it's a big deal. Huh. I can go on. But let me close with this. I was looking at it. I said, now the question somebody asked, how can I stay filled? He says, be being filled, be continuously filled. Pastor, we've heard you. So what are practical things I can do? I'm sure somebody's been thinking of that, right? Yeah. But never you forget that at every point T in your life, you are vacillating between two opinions. You know why? Because you are in the flesh. Though you are not in the flesh, you are a spirit being, but you are in the flesh. So your flesh is still acting. So that's why we say there's a warfare. And told you, weapon of our warfare not cannot be mighty through God for pleading and strong. What stronghold? What you have now come to hear and believe and experience before, and no, at this stage, people don't get married. At this stage, people don't give birth. At this stage, they don't get work. Nobody employed them at this stage. At this stage, these are the things, these are the norms, and these are, yes, you can go and do your analysis or do your research, you find it so. But there's a superior counsel. There's a creator counsel. There's a spirit of creation that is dwelling in you that can nullify that in a second. And establish his counsel. Bam! So you always have a choice. So what can I do? I look at it and it looks so interesting to me. Since number one, you want to write it down? We'll close with that. Pray. Number two. Pray. Number three, pray. Number four, pray. Everybody, number five, pray. And, I feel the fire. Where are you drawing this from? From the day I heard that you gave your life to Jesus, I never stopped praying for you. That God, the Father of Jesus Christ, in whom all the families on the earth is, that he will grant you, according to his riches in glory, advances to make possible. We pray for you, pray for you, pray for you, that according to his riches in glory, he will send you with might in your inner man. Pray! So, where are you going? Jesus taught, took time. Men ought always to pray and not faint. Pray! They went to meet him. Teach us how to pray. Like he said, by the time we finish, say whatever you ask. Ask, you will receive. For everyone who asks, see how many of you who have Cana? Your children who ask for this, you will give them. How much for God? When you ask for the Holy Ghost, he will not give it to you. Pray! First Thessalonians. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. So do what? Pray. You think all hope is lost? You think the devil is reigning? You think there's no future? What's wrong with you? Call unto me. I will answer you. I will show you. Pray. So how can I stay filled? Pray. I've not finished. Read this for me.
For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries.
You're asking how to be filled. If you do these things, you're always in the spirit. What do you do? Speak in tongues. You can't be in the spirit all day. In fact, somebody said, as a believer, it's either you are reading or you are praying. Otherwise, you are wasting your time. Yeah? Can you read verse 14 of that place and 15?
For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion then? I will pray in the spirit, I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing in the spirit, I will also sing with the understanding.
The time has come when you begin shala la 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 makoto da baba ending kiti baba. You say holy yeah man delili man da la la la, and the devils are somersaulting and they are getting themselves killed. Pray. Somebody say Holy Ghost. Thank you for your ministry. We trust you, and we thank our Lord Jesus Christ for your ministry. Father God, take all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Shall we rise? Yeah. Father, take all the glory, take all the glory, take all the glory. Holy Ghost, holy. Enjoy yourself. Now you've demonstrated to us again, you are the pastor of Fountain. You are that man I married. Holy Ghost, I married him because I saw you there. You are that woman I married. Holy Ghost, I don't understand women, but I understand you. I understand that. Who don't understand you? Yeah. He is the pastor of Fountain. He's the father of my children. He's my doctor. He's my banker. He's my investor advisor. Holy Spirit. Hey! He's the one that order my steps. Yay. Father, I commit them to you and the power of your spirit, perfecting all that concerns them for your own glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.